On the corner of Beacon Street and Mass Ave in the Back Bay, Boston, stands a ghost bicycle. It's a bike painted white to mark the site of a fatal bike crash. This one is a memorial to Dr. Anita Corman, who was struck and killed by a flatbed truck in August. The surgeon and Boston University researcher was just 38 years old. This week brings a different type of memorial for Dr. Corman. It's a journal paper she was helping to finish when she died, reporting a major advance on using stem cells to grow thyroids. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg has its story.
We're here today because it's important that we don't grieve alone. This is a tragedy that affected the cycling community, the scientific community, the medical community, the Swiss community, Cambridge and Boston.
Reverend Laura Everett led a ceremony in late August to dedicate the ghost bike to Dr. Anita Corman. Her death brought an outpouring of grief from family in Switzerland, from her colleagues at Boston hospitals, from the city's cycling community. Now, added to Anita Corman's legacy is a paper by a team of 17 researchers in the journal Cell Stem Cell. It's dedicated to her memory and reads in part, "She was intelligent, well-read, kind, humble, and tirelessly committed to her patients, her thyroid research, her family, and her colleagues, who miss her dearly."
But certainly she was incredibly proud of this work.
Dr. Anthony Hollenberg of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center helped lead the research. The paper describes a sort of a natural recipe for growing a thyroid, the butterfly-shaped gland in your neck that can speed up or slow down your bodily functions. Hollenberg says Corman's surgical skill was key to the research team's success. The work casts more light on how stem cells decide whether to become, say, a lung or a thyroid. Hollenberg says it could someday help patients who lack a functioning thyroid.
That's obviously far in the future, but we're on our way.
Dr. Daryl Cotton of Boston University and Boston Medical Center is the other leader on the research team. He says the team hopes to continue the work that Corman began, but her death has been a hard blow, both personally and to science.
Anita's loss has been so difficult to accept on so many levels. I'm not only speaking about the grief one feels when suddenly losing someone close to you, but in Anita's case, one can't help but feel the loss of so much potential and the loss of all the scientific progress she was about to contribute to the world.
The Boston Police Department says the crash that killed Corman is still under investigation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.